Greet you all in Jesus' name this morning. Blessing to hear that last topic. As we think of a sacrifice, each one of us is sacrificing, needs to sacrifice in some way or another. As we think of the topic this morning, the board's involvement in the teacher's workload, I trembled a little bit with this topic because I'm supposed to share from as if I'm a teacher. I am not supposed to consider the fact that there's board members here. What makes me shiver the most is that I see a number of my board members here. And so it makes me almost afraid to say what I'm going to say. But I'm going to speak as just strictly from a teacher's standpoint, okay? And you even have the privilege to take what I say and criticize it because you're bored. I'm teacher. As a school teacher, I taught for 12 years and in three different schools. So if I share a scenario or I share something and you think I'm talking about you, you're probably wrong, okay? But if I share something and you think it's something you could do differently because you've done it that way before, I am talking to you. I am not going to try to consider very much the fact that I was on the board for 4 years. I'm just going to take from the standpoint that I'm a school teacher, okay? And you may even be here and have taught school yourself, and you may even differ with me in some of the ideas I have to share. But what I'm going to share, what I did is in this topic, is I went to various different teachers and had them fill out questionnaires as to how they view their school board and some things that go through their mind as teachers as they think of their school board. And I've collected all this information together. And I'm going to try to make this topic first person, whereas all of these are personally with me. So sometimes I may talk as a sister teacher, okay? But I want to share it as if it's first person. I am the teacher, and I'm sharing with you as though I am a teacher. And I am viewing you as the school board. As I think of the board's involvement in the teacher's workload, we might think of the workload of a teacher as being the hard part of checking all those books and the hard part of making sure you've studied all those lessons and the hard part of making sure that you yourself are fit to be a teacher. I'd like to take this workload a little bit further than that because there's oftentimes pressures in school life that are classed workload that goes much further than just simply the work that there is to do. Yes, sometimes there are things that make us very busy as teachers, and there are things that we sometimes wish could be lightened, do less of. But I'm talking this morning about something else mostly as I think of the workload involvement. And as I was driving here and coming up the what used to be Highway 19, there's a field with a windmill standing in it. I don't know. The windmill's been standing there for years. But this particular time when I drove past it, that windmill, The propellers are, the windmill standing strong. It has the ability to flip in the wind and to show the direction of the wind. But the propellers at the top are split in half. And they have fallen off that tower and they're stuck halfway down in the tower. And I was thinking about teachers and workload. That tower can still stand there. It can do everything it was supposed to do. It can stand strong in all the winds and pressures that come, still standing there. It has the ability to show the wind direction, still standing there. But you and I both know that that tower, that windmill, is useless, right? Can still stand the pressures, but it's useless. It is possible in the work of teaching that we can have teachers who can look like teachers, acting like teachers, standing strong like a teacher, but they have fallen under their workload. One of the greatest pressures in a teacher's workload, work life, is the fact of all of the reality that I have students who are destined for eternity. And I know the feeling. When June comes and you have that space of breather for the summer, where you literally feel something lighten off your shoulders. Shoulders inside. There's a relief there, almost like a release. I'm talking about that workload this morning. I want you to turn to Psalm 127. There are some principal facts that I'd like to have in mind before we go too far into the topic. I plan to break this topic down into first giving you some things that teachers don't like to hear and they don't like to feel and they don't like to see. Then I'd like to look at some points remember, I'm speaking strictly from a teacher's standpoint, so I'll say it as if I'm a teacher and I was asked to have this topic, okay? I'm not doing this of my own. And I'm going to say it as if I do have a gripe, okay? And then I want to also look at some positive points about school boards. And I said on there that we're going to have time to discuss. Maybe we won't. I'm not sure. I want to look at Psalm 127. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Familiar verse. But it works for the school. Except the Lord build the school, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the school, the school board waketh but in vain. Verse 4, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty teacher, so are children of the youth. Happy is the teacher that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gates. And we could keep on going to 128. I want to turn rather to 1 Corinthians 12. There is a beauty of a school board and teachers working together in the work of the school. And I would like to read all of 1 Corinthians 12. I'm going to start at verse 5. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all the members of that one body being many are one body, so also is Christ. This is like the school board. And the teachers, all working together. There are different gifts God gives to different people. And he has called school board members together to work together for one cause. Let's keep reading. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not of the body. Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? And now hath God set the members, every one of them in the body as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked, that there should be no schisms in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. We could keep on reading verse 28. And God has set in the church some apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, and it keeps on going. All right, why did I choose this passage to read? As I think of the involvement of the board in the work of the school, and I think of the teacher's life, this passage is very special. No one person can do this great work alone. We are needed as a unit working together, and the teacher very much needs the school board. And as I think of the things that I'm going to tell you late in a little bit here, everything I say, you need to temper it with the will of God and what you know His Spirit would have you to know in your given situation. You see, as a school teacher, I faced very many times where I was under the pressures of teaching, and it seemed like it was a strong, heavy pressure. Different experiences, scenarios I faced. But the blessing of having my principal, who I could go to, who was not a part of the school, I could go to him. He had not this thing heavy on his mind. And he could give me an answer, just seemingly like he pulled it out of his back pocket, and it worked. I need my school board. But sometimes we can't find them. Sometimes they're missing. I have a question. Where is the school board? There are some things that teachers don't like to hear. And I find this one, I find this interesting that many of these points were in my mind, and some other teachers shared these things and confirmed them that I should share them. All right, what's one thing that they don't like to hear? One thing that I don't like to hear is, well, just keep trying harder. And the school board slides out the door. Another one that I just don't like to hear, well, just keep on keeping on. Is that all that I'm supposed to do? Just keep on keeping on? There's another one. I have a little list here, so you might get tired of all the things, but here it comes. I won't be able to come for devotions today. Can you find something else to do this week? From the school board members? And I'm sitting here thinking, oh, but I don't have time to prepare devotions. Don't you like coming to school? Another thing I don't like to hear is when board members come to school and they use the exact same words I am trying to get the children not to say. It is extremely hard for me to teach my students not to use guys, and the board member comes to school and says it. It is very hard for me to teach my children when to use stupid and crazy, and I hear the school board member saying it in his discussions with the school children. I can't expect to teach my children that respect that you would like them to have in me if you come and speak those words in my classroom. I do not like to hear when a board member is telling me something and then he says, oh, I thought the chairman told you that already. We'll get to more of that later. I thought the chairman told you that already. Another thing I don't like to hear is that when decisions are made at the board meeting, and I come to school and my students tell me what they are. Oh, that grates on me very much. And I would like to tell you how many papers had that written on there. that this is something we teachers despise. Or I come to school and I know that there is something in the air. I know what the decision was in the board meeting. We're going to have a school trip on a certain day, and I come to school and my children tell me. It's backwards for my classroom experience. I am supposed to be the teacher. Another thing that I really don't like to hear is when there are negative comments that are shared about certain families in the church. And I'm supposed to be the school teacher. I am now standing back. I view these all the families in my classroom. And the board member has given me a negative comment about a family that is in my classroom. Subconsciously now, I am going to have in the background of my mind a negative feeling to this child that I really did not have before. And so I don't like when the school board tells me negative things about other families. Really, in my mind as a teacher, if that is a problem, you are the board, please deal with them. If they really have a problem, go deal with them. I'm the teacher. I'm dealing with the children. And I really liked this little child, had lots of appreciation for this child before, and now I am struggling because of what you have told me. And I must deal with my feelings. And so you have only ruined the relationship for me. And now I must have a new dimension of God speaking to me in the classroom. Another thing teachers don't like to hear, and this one I'm going, all right, yes. Another thing teachers don't like to hear is exactly how I should have said it in a certain scenario that I was working with. Now, you may think this is backwards because teachers want to learn, but it was one that came across on our papers. Don't tell me exactly how I should have done it, because I'd like to ask you, if you have an accident out here on Highway 86, wherever Highway 86 is by now, if you have an accident out here on Highway 86 and you jump out of that vehicle, the response you have at that particular time is exactly how I would think it should be, right? Your response will be exactly how I think it should be, right? Well, I'm in the classroom. I'm dealing with scenarios. Something happened. I have to relate to it. I'm going to respond somehow. It is not what I don't like to hear. There were sometimes when school boards liked, but you should have acted like this and like this and like this, and you should have done this and this and this. Teacher sitting there says, thanks for telling me. It's in the past. What should I do about it now? Right? We're here. And so, yes, I'll get some more points on that later. All right, some things teachers don't like to feel, that you're not quite satisfied with something, but you never really tell me. There's something you're not satisfied with, but you don't tell me. I don't like that feeling. Or that I get the feeling like you just don't know how to teach. But you'd never tell me what I'm supposed to do differently. Am I counteracting what I just got done saying? You decide. And I don't like to feel that I'm a big financial drain because I know it already. I do not like to sit in the board meetings and hear the financials as a teacher. I would way rather you discuss that when I'm gone, because I'm already bothered by the fact that I cost you so much money. It really bothers me. But I don't know what to do because I have 7 children at home that need food too. And so I would rather you take care of the financials and don't bother me with them, okay? I'm a teacher. All right, another thing I do not like to feel is disunity in the board. We'll get to more of that later. A thing I don't like to see, a school board member coming and taking 20 minutes of my precious time of checking and studying, and all he is doing is telling me about his day at work. that is very draining on me. I do not like to see, this is one case where I have witnessed a teacher that was standing at the window, oh, your board member's coming. And they grabbed their books, beat it out the back door, and went around into their car, and they were gone. And it was because they knew that this board member comes to discuss his day with them. And they had more things to do than just listen to his story. And maybe he needed somebody to talk to. Find his other board members, please. I'm a teacher. I got lots of work to do. I have to get prepared for tomorrow. All right. Another thing we don't like to see is a board member come to school and act like a child is not supposed to act. And, I'll let you decide what that's like. Joking. Carrying on with students. A teacher's supposed to be a teacher, and the board comes in and acts like a student. A board member, another thing I don't like to see is a board member's only coming to school once a month. I don't like to see, I'm going to inject here something I like to see. I'm very anxious to get over these things that I don't like. I want to get to some positives here, all right? It is a pleasure when board members come weekly, and at least a board member comes weekly. On every paper that I sent out, every paper came back with this request: please visit my classroom. Every paper. And this was different schools. And I think probably every individual, I don't know for sure, that I talked to in getting advice for this topic, almost every one of those discussions, the teacher said the same thing. School visitation. It should be often enough that when you step into my classroom, I don't get this fear in my heart. I get a joy. Hey, come on. Welcome to my classroom. But you know what else I like to see? I really like to see when the board member takes time to say, I really like this or I don't like this. Have you considered this? I'm going to say it here. I was having trouble with some of my students getting their work done. This is a live example. And Peter Zayer came to visit me. He's not here, so I'm going to say his name. He came to visit me, board member. And before he exited the classroom, he just quietly says, have you ever considered talking more quietly? I didn't really. Actually, I didn't. I tend to talk loud. And so then he just asked, I just love that. I love that. He told me something that's going to be an advantage to my students who I love. And he gave me that idea I just didn't think about. I was excited about my teaching. I was excited about carrying on the work. Another thing that bothers me as a teacher is when I see one board member pursuing something and finding out later that the rest of the board didn't know what was going on. It gives me very unstable feelings. Or one board member pursuing some great activity and everybody else is wondering, what's going on here? How am I supposed to be involved? All right, we'll get to more of that later. All right, some things you can aid the teacher with. I'm gonna be more positive here. Some things that you can help as board members, this is totally from me as a teacher, all right? I'm pretending I'm not on the board. And so I'm not anywhere else, but I'm on the board, okay, as a teacher. And so then here, one thing that you can aid me in is that you would be willing to accept me writing my thoughts down on paper instead of telling you. You see, I'm a woman and you're a man. In a lot of situations, it is that way as a teacher. And so there's a scenario I have a hard time to express myself to you as a man, would you please allow me to write it on paper and hand it to you? We can talk about it afterwards, but I have a hard time to open up the subject to you as a school board member. Let me write it on paper first. We can discuss it later. Some other things, we can make sure a teacher knows that you are supporting me. Now, support. Now, what is support? What are you going to do to support? I'm going to give you some ideas from a teacher's standpoint and you put the grain of salt on, okay? All right. The first thing, I love the support of you as my school board with your own words. You say so. You say things to verify you are standing behind me as a teacher. All right? And you can decide what words you will speak to me. That's your choice. But that your words would show that they support me. Another thing that I like is that you would make sure that the time is ripe for you to share tricks to the trade. You know, sometimes my mind is busy with my classroom, my studies, and with the scenarios that are here. And you might have a burden that you want to tell me, and I might miss it. I might not understand you because I haven't gotten out of my day. All right? And so when you see the time is ripe, share your tricks, and I will accept it. Another thing that you can show that you're supporting me is by giving me a paycheck with a smile. And you're even welcome to say thank you if you wish. Now, the reason I say, till I get done this topic, I feel like a selfish person, all right? But Brother Hurst said I'm supposed to do this, okay? So, many good teachers, all right, I'm a teacher. I have my experience before me, my classroom before me. I pour my heart and my life into teaching. My thoughts are not on my paycheck. Very many times, actually I would say almost all the time of my teaching, my mind was not on my paycheck. The only time my mind was on my paycheck was when I had to pay the hydro bill, the telephone bill, and then buy groceries. My work is so thrilling. I enjoy teaching so much, I couldn't care what I'm paid. That's not the issue. My mentality is, I gladly teach for you if you keep the food on my table. I gladly teach for you if you keep my vehicle fixed. I gladly teach for you if you keep my mortgage paid. I didn't have a mortgage, I only rented. Actually, I had a mortgage the last 2 years. If you take care of that, I'll gladly teach. I don't really need anything above that. I don't need any excess. I don't need to lay away a dime. Just pay the bills. And I will try to be conservative in my spending. Good teachers don't think about the paycheck. My challenge for you as a school board is, you do. And I'm wondering if raising minimum wage has an influence on teachers' pay at all. All right. It is very much appreciated when a school board asks, is the money reaching around? Or you hear of an accident or a car breakdown or a physical health need or whatever. Are the monies reaching around? That is appropriate. You're the board. I'm the teacher. I'm not going to come crawling up to you, can you please increase my paycheck? Not if I enjoy teaching. I'll leave that up to you. I'll leave that up to you. Here's a quote from one of the sisters' papers. Honestly, when they raised my paycheck, it made me feel as though they think I'm close to worth it. That was a quote from one of the teachers.
I'm sorry, close to what?
Honestly, when they raised my paycheck, it made me feel as though they think I'm close to worth it. All right. Another thing you can do is by asking questions that we don't like to ask. We don't like to initiate the conversation. And you see, I view you as my school board, and so I look at you as my boss, my manager. And so if there's something that should be talked about, I will probably expect you to open up the subject. Probably. Because you are like up there, way up there. I'm down here. And so I would like you to ask me as the little puppy, what would you like me to do? How is the workload going? Are you keeping up? What about the relationships with co-teachers? That does get tested. It's very real. Are you too tied down to have your personal devotions? Have enough free time for your personal devotions? It's your job. Ask me that. And if they're keeping up their personal devotions amongst the workload, encourage them in it. Keep on. You see, I'm so busy teaching, and I study all day, and personal needs must be met to be an effective teacher. Personal spiritual needs. It is so nice when my problems become yours. When you adopt my problems. Now, I love when you adopt my problems, but I do not like when you get so tied up in my problems you can't give me advice. There's a difference on how you'll do that. To get emotionally involved and tied into the thing that you can't give advice, all of a sudden there's two of us in the same pit. Be there for me when issues rise and then help me get them till they're completed. Don't leave me hanging. Wondering. And it is very nice for me to know, have the confidence that we have made improvement. You see, I as a teacher, probably I'm not going to see improvement in things in my classroom as easy as you will because you're looking on. So when you see improvement, I need you to tell me because I might not have even noticed I got anywhere yet. I'm still in this same thing. Or we need your help. Be a school board. All right. One thing that really has thrilled me, and I thoroughly enjoyed the school boards I worked with. That's why I struggled a lot with what to share, because I really appreciated my school board, and I felt like my school board members were some of my best friends. That's how I felt about my school boards. Really appreciated their work. But there is one thing that is very important for us as teachers, and that is, I have a 5-man board, but I hear one voice. 5-man board, but it's one voice. Unity. When I hear brother, okay, we've got a board right here on the front bench. I don't know, there's Dave in front of me here. Okay, I'll pick on you. All right, so we've got a 5-man board here. The principal's, the chairman's at the end, secretary and principal, and Dave is maintenance, and Stan is the fifth member, okay? All right, and so we've got our 5-man board here, and the chairman came to me, and he shared with me how things, this is how we as a board look at it, but don't talk with Dave, because he's the one that he didn't quite agree with this. Subconsciously in my heart, I'm going to be scared of Dave. I'm glad I don't know you. I'm going to be scared of him because, and I'll probably try to avoid him in most things. And he comes around, I can talk about all of his work and everything, but I can't talk to him about school. 5 members, one voice. If Principal Brother Walter shares with me anything, I know that there are 4 supporters who are going to support me in this thing. We all decided, we at the board meeting, this was the conclusion. This is the answer that came to me as a teacher. I know I've got full board support. 5 members, one voice. Sometimes you maybe can't agree, Dave, with what was decided, but your attitude will be the same and you will choose, I will do what the rest say. I appreciate that as a school teacher. Another thing, please remain as authority over me. You may come to school and visit school in your work clothes. I don't mind seeing dusty or greasy clothes. That's okay. But I would like you to remain authority figure over me. When we have a board meeting, come in as an authority figure. Come in with authority figure clothing. And let's have an authority figured meeting. The support that is behind that. I have sat in board meetings where it has been otherwise, well, both ways. And very casual meetings make casual attitudes, even in me as a teacher. There is some strength and stability in coming to an authority-figured board meeting. And you can include whatever you want in that authority figure look, but there is strength there. And there is tremendous strength when every board member says something in the board meeting. There is strength in that. It might have been just the fact that when you're ready to leave, that they said, God bless you. That is strength for the teacher. And that was something I claimed very precious. How many times board members said that? We teachers sat in the meeting. I don't know how many of you have your teachers sit in the meeting. We sat in the meeting for the first part. And as we were ready to leave, how many board members says, God bless you for your work. Or God bless you with wisdom. Or we're praying for you. Every board member can say something. And it means so much to me. As well, I really appreciate that you stay authority enough that when the things that we discussed in the board meeting, the things I shared, never leave the board meeting. I have watched in the past number of years of times when things that were in the board meeting got discussed among the women's gossip lines. And how that really broke down trust and confidence in the sister teachers, especially. Brethren teachers seemed could handle it better. But the sister teachers, and how it broke down confidence when they found out that mothers were discussing the things they shared at the board meeting. It breaks down confidence. And so that is one thing we really appreciate when the things I share will stay there at the board meeting. There is one thing that you can do too. When teachers present questions at board meeting, now teachers that have taught for a number of years, there is something that's very common for boards to do. I ask you a question. All right. We have a problem in school that the boys are always, there's a few couple boys over in this corner, they're clicking, they're talking, they're chattering, and when the rest of the boys come, they all go quiet in that corner and they hardly know what to talk about anymore. What are we going to do about this? I asked this question at the board meeting. And you know what? My board is so nice and considerate. And they ask, well, what do you think? I'm sorry, I asked you. I am the teacher. I came for your input. And I know you didn't teach school before. But you have some ideas up here. Some ideas. Tell me what you think first. And if your mind is totally blocked, just like mine tends to get, if it's totally blocked, maybe you could ask me a question first before you, other than what do you think? You could ask me some questions, details about the scenario. You could ask me the atmosphere of my classroom. Otherwise, piles of questions you could ask me before you ask me what I think. I'll tell you what I think eventually if you want me to. But I came to you. So you tell me. And sometimes you will not know. I know you won't know. And you know what I want to hear from you? Tell me. I don't know. Good. I got somebody to join me. I don't know. You have every right as a board member to go to your board, discuss it, and come back to me. All the privilege you want to do it. You can call a meeting, have me come there, fine. You gave me the honest fact, you don't know. But together, as a unit, as a board unit, you might find an answer for me. I need that answer. Don't be afraid to tell me I don't know. But please come back with an answer. I don't really want to come to you again and ask, did you find an answer for me yet? Because I will shake like that too. You know why I will shake? I'm the teacher. And so I think the problem is all me and you just don't want to tell me. You know where our minds go? So please come back to me with an answer, especially before the problem gets too big. All right, acceptance. When am I supposed to? I didn't catch that time I was supposed to be finished. Brother Her. Lauren, what was it? 11:05. Okay, thank you. All right. All right, by your actions, how do you show acceptance of me as a teacher? Your actions of acceptance, your attitude of acceptance often comes out of your skin whether you thought it would or not. If you don't really like me, I probably will feel it somehow. If you don't really like what I do, I probably will feel something about that negative anyway. I might not know what it is. I will have made a whole mountain as big as I know how to make of the reasons you don't like me. You don't have to like everything about me because I am extremely human. I'm a teacher, but I'm human. And I have lots of ways that could be refined. I'm sure you found some in just this talk. But as I think of you as a school board, you can accept still my calling to be teacher. You can also accept me by allowing some things. Do you know what I mean by the bumps and bangs of life teaching us? Some acceptance has to lie in the teacher learning by the bumps and bangs. That can be hard because you're called to be a school board and you'd like to sure pound these things into me. My brain looks like it's about empty and you'd like to put something in there. Well, maybe you should. But the thing that I'm pointing out here is the fact of acceptance is that the bumps and bangs of life teach us something. And a teacher has to go there too. And I've been impressed many times, I'm stepping outside of this, I'm the teacher. I've been impressed many times to watch school boards do that with new teachers that came in. They were there, they gave direction, but they knew that that teacher has to learn by the bumps and the bangs. And they were there when the bump came, they were there. When the bang came, they were there. And they helped them through. This is the thing we were trying to tell you. And they were leading them through the bumps and the bangs. It's beautiful to watch a school board work that way. But that acceptance goes a long way and makes good teachers in the future. None of us teachers will respond exactly the same way every time. You get some teachers who taught for years and years. I taught with Mary Bean, no longer living. But the way she responded, she taught me so much in teaching. But her responses and the way she responded to many scenarios, I had to learn through bumps and bangs myself. And I was so thankful that many times my school board did not criticize necessarily every detail of my ways, but they guarded my heart. School boards, we teachers need you to check our motives. Please watch that. Check our motives. Are they Christ-like? Check our dreams and our plans. For our students in our classrooms, are they going to lead the children to eternity with God? We need you to help us guard our hearts. We are under pressure. There are ideas and plans we get. We love to try them. It's a part of our teaching career. We just love to implement new ideas. We catch, all of a sudden we dream of a new one, and we like to bring that into the classroom. And we look strictly at the teaching aspect, and we think this is a great plan. You step in my classroom, that looks like there's something behind us I don't like. Please tell me. I was excited to get the point across to the children, and this was the way to do it. I need your help. Guard my heart. Guard my motives. Feel free to advise of a better way. Yes, I remember the times when board members stepped in and then they said, Is that not that idea that you have not exalting self a little bit in the children? Oh, I never thought of that before. I was thinking only about getting this point across. But there was another point I didn't see. Help me. Guard my thoughts. Guard my plans and ambitions. Assure me when things don't go right that God has answered my prayer for direction and I am learning to understand His will in each moment. You see, in teaching with various teachers, that was one thing that can drag a teacher down. I prayed this morning for wisdom. I responded like this. Looking back, it's all a flop. God didn't answer my prayer. Where's God anyway? School boards, you can fill a tremendous place. You did pray. God did answer your prayer. You are learning to understand His leading. Let's go together. Here's what happened. What can we learn from it? Let's go from here. School boards help us as teachers. All right. Oh, if you don't, here's another point on acceptance of the school or the curriculum or the rules or anything. If there's anything about the school or curriculum, don't ever let me hear it. Don't ever let my students hear it from your child, from your own child. Yeah, that used to bother me sometimes. When I'd hear a student who is a board member's child saying, "My dad says that we don't need," you can guess what subject it was. Not the school board member. You're accepting the curriculum, you're accepting your responsibility, not from the school board member's child of all things. All right, positive boards. At Messiah Bible School, first term this year, I had a topic on helps for Christian teaching. And one of the classes there was the blessing of the school board. And I want to end this topic very positive. Oh, school boards are such a blessing. And one of my heart cries to the teachers, or the students at that Bible school term, was that these potential teachers would view their school boards as a tremendous, valuable source of information, a tremendous, valuable source of strength, a tremendous, valuable source of stability, a tremendous accountability behind them. So many times we go through our teaching career bound by our teaching circumstances. Our minds go around basically within the circle, the circumference of school. But how many times I have, I just remember the day I couldn't understand the science lesson on buoyant force. I was stuck. And I went to the school board member and says, "Tomorrow I got to teach this. I need your help." Well, he didn't know either. What's good? The two of us, putting our heads together, got somewhere. I still understand buoyant force today. One man who came to our shop years ago, he said, "Two heads are better than one, even if they're both cabbage." And so as I think of school boards and teachers, you know, two heads going together is better than none stalled. And so as I think of this, the strength of school board and what the part that you have to fill in the life of me as a teacher is tremendous. We need you. You are a valuable resource to us. And I can remember the day that another school board member, he came to school quite often, and he was I was getting a little bit bogged down with things, and we were going to have some speeches, and all of a sudden he comes up with an idea. What if I would come to school and have a speech? Whew. That was just like a tonic on me. And he wanted to have a speech on something related to his work. I won't share many details or else you might find out who it is. But something in regards to his work. He wanted to share that with the students. That was a school board. And the zeal that gave me. You mean if a school board member wants to come and do that? Oh, yes. You have a valuable resource. Times, all right. Stability, positive school boards. I view you as someone who will not budge the wrong way. All right, I'm going to share a number of ideas in regards to stability, then as a sounding board, then as strength, and accountability. All right, I view you as someone who will not budge the wrong way. The wrong, I mean, sinful, leading to destruction. I view you as someone who loves the school and will not let sin in by your abilities. That's my mentality of you as a teacher. I also view you as someone who I love and trust is there for eternal values. That's how I view you as a school board. Strength, stability. As a sounding board, I need you to bounce ideas off of. Things that in your mechanic world have nothing to do with you. In your farming world, they have nothing to do with you. But I like to bounce my ideas off of you. My idea of speech day, I bounce it off of your head and see what comes out. It levels my ideas, expands them, grows them. And therefore, I need you to gather information from. Teachers are always looking for information. They should find some of it from their school boards, some of it. I need you to share ideas with and hear me what I'm thinking. So many times, I think the hearing part is the hard part for all of us, teachers or school boards. We don't listen right. I need you when I can't see the sense in teaching a certain subject. I remember sitting in a school board meeting, and there was a teacher who could not understand why you would have to teach a certain subject, reading. There was a certain course that was chosen for reading class, grade 3, 4, somewhere around there. And this teacher could not understand why you would have to teach that particular curriculum. There is way better curriculum. EMP is way better than, I don't know what all their ideas were. But anyway, she had this idea. And the school board stood strong. There might be better courses. This is the one we are teaching. That teacher needed the strong school board at that particular moment. But the school board also had an aspect there where they should have inspired her to teach it. Maybe she had something wrong about it. Maybe they should have inspired her why they have chosen this particular curriculum. Maybe. I'll leave that with you. I'm a teacher. All right. As teachers, we need you for strength. I need you to help push me to discipline in a wise way. I am amazed at the strength that God gave me to teach and to discipline because I knew my school board was standing behind me. I often marveled at that. There were some teachers in my past years who were, I would call them, weak-kneed, and so they just seemed like, oh, if you had to lift a strap, their arm would break. And, you know, I'm just never going to strap a child. But I'm also amazed at the power that those teachers had when the school board got behind them and said, listen, tomorrow you must spank. All of a sudden, this teacher was a strong teacher. Went ahead and did it with absolutely as if I've done this every day of my life. The strength that the school board is behind teachers. But you see, we as teachers oftentimes are not sure, is the case right? Is everything in place? Like, what are the conditions? We have lots of doubts. And one of the big doubts is, have I done my part first? We as teachers face that. Have I done my part first? And we always criticize ourselves first and the little child goes off. Because we think we didn't do our part first. We need the board to say, you've done what needs to be done. You must spank this child. Oh, I really need to. Okay, you said it, I'll go. And in the one school I taught, we had to call the school board before we spanked a child. Excellent idea, positive and negative. But what positive part about that was is the many times a teacher picked up the phone, not sure what should happen with this child. Talked to the school board, related the scenario. Do you feel this child has disobeyed you? Yeah, he has. What should you do with disobedience? Spank them. Do it. That's all the teacher needed to hear. Do it. And it happened. Strength. You need to be that backbone when we face negative situations. You need to be there for times when the parents do not like me or appreciate me. That does happen. And at times, that is your job to worry about. I, as a teacher, can't worry about the parents behind the scene. You need to take care of it, school board. I am teaching the children. If the parents have a problem, please deal with them. That is your job. And I really appreciate the strength you gave when you took the initiative to share with the parents what I sure didn't want to tell them. Something that I found extremely hard. You opened the subject to them first. I can talk later. Thank you. All right, we need to keep going here. Sometimes I do get sick and tired of teaching these particular children. I need you to help me to get over that, okay? All right. I'm going to just move on to some rewards here. I am blessed by the beauty of a well-balanced board living in harmony with truth. I am blessed by the smoothness which difficulties can be worked through, all because of you. I am blessed as I look back on the strength I had to teach and maintain order because I knew you were there. I am blessed and humbled by the trust you placed in me to teach the children you had a burden for. In fact, what blesses me so much is that you viewed my children as your church. And that's why you had the burden. I am so blessed with that. I am so blessed that my humanity did not make you give up on me, but you continued to be the example to me of the way you wanted me to relate to my students. You were that example. The way you related to me was the example I used to relate to my children. I am blessed by the strength that I felt as the board rallied around me in difficult times and took over the burden and dealt with the issues accordingly. Praise to God that He could make it possible that human hearts can blend in such a beautiful picture for the good of His children in generations to come. Again, we should read Psalm 127, verse 1, but we won't do that. I realize I have shared, again, I'll just say this, it feels very selfish to me to talk like the way I am, but this is to give you an idea of how teachers often feel. And you go now, rip it apart. I am going to be leaving, I need to leave. And so you can talk about it all you want. God bless you as board.